Parenting insecurities. Feelings of insecurity can be overwhelming and all-consuming. As a parent, one of the most difficult feelings of insecurity was not being enough. This fear has taken on many different iterations over the course of parenting. I remember dropping my kids off at preschool. I'd look around at the other put-together moms who had children with combed hair in cute outfits, and I'd think, how did they do that? And what's wrong with me that I can't do that? This is difficult to write. It's hard to admit my insecurities. In fact, the only reason I'm willing to acknowledge and share them with you is because I know I'm not alone. Many of us feel like we do not measure up as parents, that everyone else has it figured out or is doing it better. We often hold ourselves to impossibly high standards, then berate ourselves when we have not met those standards. It is possible, for example, that other people looked at me and compared themselves, thinking I looked put together with three cute little kids in tow. The problem was, I was comparing my very messy, insecure insides to other people's seemingly put together outsides. I, of course, had no idea what each of those parents had been through that morning to get their kids to school. If they too had yelled, lost it on their kids, or cried at some point or several times before the short walk to preschool. It is somewhat easy to look okay for the 10-minute drop-off. I could see how they were feeling. I could not see how they were feeling about themselves as parents. All I could see was that they looked put together, calm, and happy. Comparing is a dangerous game, and we almost always lose comparing ourselves unfavorably to all of those around us. Looking for support for my insecurities, which were fueling my depression, anxiety, and burnout, I turned toward meditation teachers for guidance. I hoped that mindfulness might be a way out of my painful inner loops of thoughts I could not turn off. One of my favorite